You know, I'm excited. You know, as we go through the seasons of church, we come upon times like this as we come out of Easter, and we know that we're approaching the day of Pentecost. We're approaching Pentecost Sunday. I always get excited about Pentecost Sunday. How many know he said he'll give us the promise of the Father, the promise of the Father, not just a promise or any promise, but the promise of the Father, not just another promise, but the promise. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Somebody ought to shout out, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on, shout it out like you really mean, thank God for the Holy Ghost. What would we do without the Holy Ghost? How would we make it without the Holy Ghost? I wouldn't want to make it without the Holy Ghost. I don't want to live life without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want to live a powerful life filled with God's power, filled with God's anointing, filled with God's assurance, filled with the knowledge that he's with me every single day. I want him riding in my car. I want him walking down the road with me. I want him at my kitchen sink. I want him when I lay down to bed. I want to feel him when I wake up in the morning. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody really shout in this place. Shout like you know the Holy Ghost. Shout like you know he made a difference and he's going to make a difference in your life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope you shout as well as I'm going to preach today, because I tell you what, I came in to tear it on up. Somebody ought to shout out amen. Just shout out, tear it up, Pastor Steve. Preach a word to us this morning. We'll get an anointing in this house. All we got to do is preach it in. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Just shout out, God, you're good and your mercy endures forever. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Somebody ought to shout in here. Just go ahead and shout a little bit more, will you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for his presence. How many of you know there's something different when the Holy Ghost comes on you? It could be one way a minute ago, but when God comes and he settles down, there's just something different when God shows up. When he comes in and touches his foot down in our life and we sense him. You know, he lives within us, but he can come out of us and he can come upon us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I command hell and wholeness to come into your body. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease, we break your power and we command wholeness and wellness in Jesus' name. Somebody shout out amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Shout a little bit. Praise a little bit. No, 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 I got this, I got this. Just go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and give him some shouts. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He's a good, 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 good God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey, hallelujah. And all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Y'all just don't worry about me while I praise him a little bit. You don't know what it took to get up here today. You don't know what it took to get to this place. If I got to praise him just a little bit because of where I'm at, you just go ahead and join up with me. I don't want to stay where I've been. I don't want to be where I've been. I want to keep on going. I'm ready to step up. I'm ready to go to a higher level. I'm ready to take the next step. I'm ready to move into higher places and go to deeper depths. Somebody ought to shout out amen. Amen. Glory, glory. You won't hurt my feelings praising God. You won't mess me up if you shout a little bit. If you want to run, run. If you want to leap, leap. Some of y'all got something to leap about. Some of y'all got something to shout about. If somebody to know where you were, if somebody knew what you went through, if somebody to know where your mind was and how God brought you out and how God turned it around, some of y'all ought to get up on your feet and give God a great big old shout. Oh God, you've been with me. Woo! Thank God for the Holy Ghost. 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 That's all right. I'm going to let y'all praise a little bit. Shout with a voice of triumph. Go ahead. Shout with a voice of triumph. Go ahead. I feel it. I don't go by feelings, but when I come in the room, I can sense some of your God, some of you God just brought you out. Some of you God just turned it around. Some of y'all could have been down, but God brought you up. Some of y'all could have been sad, but God made you glad. I just know it. Somebody in here's got a shout. Somebody can say, I know it's going to get better tomorrow. Somebody knows Monday's going to be better than Friday. God will... Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, I like the spirit right now. I like this. I like this. I like where we're at. I like it. Folks are starting to step in. I sense it. I sense it. I sense it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes you sing it in. Sometimes you pray it in. And other times you preach it in. Well, we'll just preach her in this morning. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder of soul and spirit. I just tell you right now, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Somebody sit down. I'm excited. I'm telling you, I want you to look at somebody and say, it's going up. It's going higher. Things are getting better. Things are going the right way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in your life? Do you believe it in your church? Do you believe it? Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I believe that things around the corner are better than things behind us. That the stuff ahead of us is better than where we've already been. The last days of the church will be the greatest days of the church. How many know we're about to see things we've never seen before? We're going to walk in what we've never walked in before. We're going to touch what we've never touched before. We're going to see healing like we've never seen healing before. We're going to walk in miracles like we never thought we would see. Had they written it in a book, we wouldn't even believe it. But something's about to come. Something's about to come. Something's about to turn. Something's about to happen. The Holy Ghost is coming in a mighty way. Mighty outpour of the Holy Ghost. There's a flow of the Spirit. There's a move of God's power that's coming. Glory to God. Shoot. You can't step off over into this and not have something step off over into you. I didn't intend to get up here and scream and holler. I didn't intend to stomp my feet. But when he got in my feet, when he got in my hands, when he got in my heart, I can't help but shout. I can't help but scream. I can't help but praise him. I know that 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 I know. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me. Woo! Man, I sense the power of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I know you're not supposed to say feel. I sense him, but I feel him too. Glory to God. Woo! There's a power shut up in my bones. I got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. You shall receive power. Glory to God. Woo. Woo. Somebody ought to shout out, there's a next step. There's a next place. There's another way. If God's got to open the sea, he'll open the sea. If he's got to make water come out of a rock, he'll open the rock. If he's got to shut the mouth of the lion, he'll shut the mouth of the lion. If he's got to slay the Philistine with a stone, bless God, he'll slay the Philistine. My God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or think. I serve a mighty God, a mighty, mighty God. He's able to do it. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, I love it. I love it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Praise him. Some of y'all that aren't praising, go ahead. There might be a breakthrough on the other end. If you'll praise him, just praise him a little bit. Something you need's right there. Something you need's right on the other side. Something's right on the other side of your dance. Something's right on the other side of when you wave your hands. Something's on the other side of when you clap. Something's there. Something's there. God, I'll do it. Whatever you want. I know you've got this. I know you've got that. I don't have to worry. I don't have to take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will take thought for itself. My God is for me. And if God be for me, what does it matter who's against me? If God is my source, what does it matter? He's with me. Glory to God. Woo! I don't always act like this, but today I am. If you go to heaven and say, well, I don't know if it's going to look like this in heaven. I'm going. I'm going to be there. It's going to look just like this. I might be, you know, God might have me your neighbor. I might be in the mansion next to yours. And if I'm screaming here, I'm sure going to be screaming there. Come on, somebody, one more time, give him praise. I picked out a few scriptures that go with my text today. And I started with John 16, 17 through 13. John 16, 17 through 13. 7 through 13, I'm sorry, 7 through 13. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient that I go away. I've got to go. It's important. I have to go. There's a purpose. For if I go away, the Comforter will not come to you if I don't go. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because you believe not in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of the world is judged. And I have not yet many things to say unto you, but I cannot. You can't bear them now. There's things he's going to reveal. He's telling him, I can't tell you because you don't have the Holy Ghost yet. And then he goes on to say this. He says, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, he'll speak. And he'll show you things to come. Somebody will say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. That will reveal things to come. You know, I've had many things happen. I just sit around and meditate and think about the Lord. Spend time with him and get in his presence. I'm a presence guy. I love the presence of God. I need to be in the presence of God. My heart has to be connected to the presence of God. I have to be worshiping. I have to be in his presence. I don't do good if I'm not in his presence. I struggle when I'm not in his presence. I worry when I'm not in his presence. If you want to know if something's wrong with me, that means I haven't been in his presence. Somebody ought to shout out, amen. My wife has to look at me and say, you need to go pray. Somebody say amen. You need to go spend time with the Lord. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. It's peace. All the things that we need. It's his presence that makes the difference. And he'll show us things to come. God wants to reveal the future to us. He wants to reveal the pleasant path and the perfect ways and where we can eat in his presence. He wants to reveal that to us. Every person in this room that's been saved has the Holy Ghost living in you. Now, you may be baptized in the Holy Ghost and you may not be. But if you have Jesus in you, you have the Holy Ghost. There's more for you. That's what the day of Pentecost is all about. There's more. When we get saved, God wants to do more for us, to have more power or more experience. And so Acts chapter 1:8 explains that to us when he says, but you'll receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Therefore, you'll be witnesses of me. And when I think about this idea of witnesses, I think of Jesus when he came up out of the river after he had been baptized and the Holy Spirit ascended upon him like a bird. It looked like a bird. But when he came out of that water, miracles, signs, and wonders, and deliverance began to occur out of his life. He walked out into experience, into different things, and became a witness of Jesus of the resurrection. The Holy Spirit brings to us the witness of Jesus of the resurrection. That's why Paul could say, I want to know him, and I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know what it was in him that brought him back. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, it'll raise up my mortal body. Somebody ought to shout out amen. We have the Holy Ghost in us. The Spirit of God living in us. And certainly we want to be filled with it to the full. You know, there's a difference between a half full glass and an overfilled glass. Amen. I want the full. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. And he says, I'll be a witness of him throughout the world. Then it goes on, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. On that day it happened. They'd been saved. They'd received the baptism of water. They had gone through things. And in this passage, we see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we see how he came and how it acted and interacted with the people at that time that was different. And I don't know about you, but I want all of God I can get. I don't just want part of God. I want everything I can have. I don't know what's out there, but I'm going to find it. He said, if you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you'll find it. If you ask, it'll be given. I'm asking, seeking, I'm knocking, and I'm looking. Somebody ought to say amen. 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 I found out more every day. Every day. I've come to hear the voice of the Lord. I don't hear him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but I've come to listen to him in my spirit. I've come to hear him in my spirit. And I've come to hear him when he does speak. And it's a wonderful thing to have that baptism on. Listen to it. Acts chapter 2 says this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Now this is the birth of the church. This is the advent of the church that we know today. This is leaving the old marks and moving into the new marks. Jesus has been resurrected. New birth has come. The people there were saved. They had Jesus in them. But there was something God wanted to do and fill them with the Holy Ghost. He wanted them to have this promise of the Father. I want to encourage every person in this church, man, go after the Holy Ghost. Go after the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, and we're going to lay hands on people soon and pray about it. Come up, get hands laid on you, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Get that prayer language that will make a difference in your life. Get filled with the Holy Ghost so that he can use you in supernatural ways. But this morning, I want to talk about hearing the Holy Ghost. Because we have him in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. There's a clue to having exceptional liveliness, glorious living, living in the glory of God, living with glorious life, living with the glory of God on us. We can live an experience or we can live a revelation. And it's better to live in the revelation of God through the help of the Holy Spirit. And so this morning, God wants to speak to us. There's breakthrough from God through his divine power, through the guidance and the voice of the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we don't let our emotions guide us. Many times we just run on our emotions. I've been guilty. I'm becoming less guilty. Somebody say amen. And just following through emotionally. But we need to follow through on the Holy Ghost. I've come to realize the Word of God is true. And no matter what's going on around me, the Word of God remains true. Stick with the Word. Look at somebody and say, stick with the Word. God wants to do exploits with our life. His divine plan for you and I is that we walk in divine exploits. That means that we excel, that we increase, that we over the top, abundantly supplied. God wants to supply all of our needs. He wants to fill us with all of his goodness. And he wants us to do exploits. Look at somebody and say, God wants to do great things with you. So every born-again believer, everyone that's accepted Jesus Christ, has an automatic access to the voice of God. If I were you and you had a pen and you had a way to write that down, I'd write that down. You have automatic access to the voice of God. Here's what it says in John 10:4. It says, when he was brought to his own sheep outside, when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walked on before them, and the sheep followed him because they know his voice. inside of us, we know His voice. We have an access into the Holy Spirit's voice, through God's voice, through the Holy Spirit, because we know His voice. And hearing God's voice is a birthright to us. Look at somebody and say, it's your birthright. It's your birthright. Find someone else, say, it's your birthright. It's your birthright. See, we don't have to walk and hope we can figure things out. That may be where you're walking. God doesn't want you to live that way. He wants you to live in the life of knowing His voice. And you have access to it because you have a birthright to His voice. It's important that you understand this because we can get confused. Again, many of us are led by our emotions. We're led by how we feel or why, so about circumstances. We allow things around us to determine our decision process. We become five sense oriented and started listening to our own voices. You know, that even happens to pastors. I have to go right along and the Spirit of God will deal with me and train me and show me things. You know, I thought after 20 years of ministry, I'd already know it all. Somebody should have laughed at that. I don't know it all. I don't know everything there is to know. And right along, God will reveal new things to me, and He does it through His voice. One of the things I've learned is just stay stable. You know, you need to stay stable in your experience with God. You need to make sure that you don't let circumstances be the driving force. Many of us go through things. Many are the afflictions. Many are the afflictions. Somebody ought to shout out amen. There are things that come up in our life. There are things that go on. There are experiences. It doesn't matter whether it's in our church or on our job or where it is. There are afflictions in our life. But the Lord will deliver you out of them all. You got to stick with it until you see it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody ought to shout out amen right there. Amen. Stick with it. Stay with it. Hearing God's voice is a birthright to us. But how is it that we are blocked from this? Well, wrong positioning blocks our ability to hear what God is saying. Wrong positioning blocks our ability to hear what God is saying. You know, I've seen this in all kinds of circumstances. It can come in many different ways. It can come through criticism. It can come through bad attitudes. It can come through sins in our life. It can come in many different ways. But when we position ourselves incorrectly, you know, many times we make judgments over others when we ourselves are in difficulty. Something must be wrong over here because I'm struggling over here. That's not true. Everything could be right there. It might be in you. I wish somebody would shout out right there. You know, the hardest thing to do is look at yourself. I'm going to tell on myself. My wife probably whipped me. Let me feel this out before I tell it. The Lord might be telling me, hush. I'll tell you what, I'll just keep going and then we'll see if God wants me to tell it. If He keeps prying me, I'll just let it out. Amen. Just about myself, how God showed me some things that I needed to see in 20 years. But every child has automatic access to the voice of God. And we can block this up by what we do. Psalm 29:9 says this. Let me go to John 10:27. It says, the sheep that are my own hear and listen to my voice. They hear and they listen. And I know them and they follow me. I know them and they follow me. Somebody ought to say amen. Everything blocking your life today. Everything that's holding up your future. Everything that's distracting you and taking you away from the plan of God. I speak to it in the name of Jesus. And I command those voices that are incorrect to be quiet and let the voice of God flow in your life. Because the voice of God is the highway to the high places in our life. How many want to go to high places? Psalm 29:9. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds, the calves, and discovers the forest, and the temple doth not everyone speak of His glory. He's glorious, and He wants to fill us with His glory. And so His voice is a way to, it discovers our destiny. Our hearing His voice and understanding His will through His voice helps us to discover our future. It gives us our glorious destiny. It isn't just making choices. Many people in this world just begin to make choices. Things don't feel right. Things don't look right. Something came in the way. Something was a struggle. And so we begin to make choices because we think that the choices we make will make a difference in our outcome. It's not just choices that make the difference. It's God's voice that makes the difference. Somebody should shout out amen right there. It's doing what God says. You know, I'm not so sure Paul was excited about ending up in Rome in prison and dying. But the voice of the Lord had spoken it. The voice of the Lord had told him that his future was filled with these things. And when he went that direction and faced the trouble he faced, he was never discouraged in that trouble because he understood the trouble was part of the direction. God didn't give him the trouble, but if we go the direction of God, we're going to have things that come and attack us. We're going to have feelings that don't look right. We're going to have emotions that we cannot follow. We have to follow the voice of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, follow God's voice. God is always leading forward. I'm going to say that one more time. God is always leading forward. I'm going to say it one more time. God is always, always leading forward. When there was no light, he led forward. When there were no plants, I wish somebody get what I'm talking about. He didn't let it stay without plants. He made plants. He moved forward. He keeps moving forward. There's a forward direction. There's a forward purpose. God does not take us backwards. He takes us forwards. He takes us forward in the Word. He takes us forward in our spirit. He takes us forward in our knowledge. He takes us higher in dimensions. He doesn't leave us standing still. He always, somebody say amen, leads forward. When He speaks, He wants our lives going forward. Why does He deal with sin? Because there's a better place for me to live. There's more for me to do. There's more for me to have. And a life with God closer engenders great things, because as I follow His voice, great destiny comes my way. God always. I wish somebody would shout out amen. He always leads forward. Always. Always leads forward. When the Lord is your shepherd, it says this, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say amen. Man, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than a prince sitting by the palace. I'm telling you, I'd rather sit there put a parking suit on me and give me a flag. I'll flag cars in just to be in the house of the Lord. Can I work for God? Can I do something for the Lord? Praise the Lord. I might be the only one shouting right now, but I'm telling you, I got a shout going on the inside. Hallelujah. His voice. The voice of God paves our way to exploits, because God wants us to do exploits. How do we access the voice of God? Take your pen out. I want to give you some ways to access the voice of God. I mean, there are simple things. Number one, you got to be saved. We know all those things. I'm going to skip the little preliminaries. I'm going to go straight to the stuff. How do we access the voice and the guidance of the Lord? Number one, we must desire His guidance. We must desire His guidance. You know, my pastor used to say this all the time. He'd say in Proverbs chapter 3, that we follow the Lord, that we lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. That we put Him at the center of our cause. You know, the devil likes to get us confused. How many know the devil likes to get us confused and make everything else the problem? I'm going to tell you, if there's a problem with your relationship, really the problem has to do with you. It's about you. It's about you. It's not about everybody else. It's about you. And so He wants to lead us this way. We have to seek that divine guidance before we make choices and decisions. Not just that I fasted for 30 minutes, or that I thought about it while I was sitting at a table, or I analyzed it in my mental brain. It's that I listened to my heart. You know, just the other day, I wanted to spend time with the Lord. You know, it was funny. I'm always with my wife. I'm always with my wife. I want to be with my wife. She's my best friend. She's my favorite friend. She's my greatest friend. She'll always be my best friend. I just want to be with her. I like it. I do. And she, you know, I mean, I got other friends, but I'd rather be with her when I'm with them. It's just the way I am. So we're always together. I try to find ways to get with her. You know, she works right next door to me. And you know, she doesn't even have a door to her office. The fact is she has three doors to her office, or two doors to her office, but the only one that works is the one that goes through my office. I see her all day. Mm. Yes, so oh, amen. It's true. Lunch, dinner, breakfast. I love that girl, man. I just love that girl. And she had to go off to a field trip with Emily. And so the other day she went off with this field trip and I was all alone. I don't like to be alone. So I go to Starbucks and I'm sitting in Starbucks and we're always in there together. And poor Amy, she's not with me. She's on a field trip. So I'm calling her. How's it going? You know, she hadn't even got past Francis Marion. I'm like, are you okay? Is everything all right? Just checking on you. Everything good? Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of studying, looking through some things and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my day. And as I'm sitting there, several people came up to me and wanted to talk to me. And every one of them said, Pastor D, where's your wife? I said, well, she's on a field trip. And every one of them was like, well, you're never in here without your wife, Pastor D. You're never. I thought, well, that's a good comment. That's a good testimony, isn't it? Amen. I love to be with that girl. And what I decided to do was I thought, you know, my better friend, there is one friend that I have better than Amy. And that's my Savior, Lord and Jesus Christ. I thought, I'll spend the day with my friend Jesus. So I got in the car and for about 5 hours, I just went riding around Florence and prayed. Spending time with the Lord. Having communion with Jesus. Having relationship with Jesus. Asking Jesus to talk to me. Talking to Jesus. And had a divine, just a time of experience with God because I desire His counsel. I want to know what He has. I want Him to correct me. How many know God will correct you even if you're a pastor? There's some things I've done and I look back. I mean, just some things that happened this past week and the Lord corrected me. I had to go in before the Lord. The Lord spoke to me, gave me wisdom and understanding. Things I didn't understand after 20 years of ministry, thought I had all understood. Said some dumb stuff, did some dumb stuff. And the Lord said, here's what you don't understand. Here, I just needed that. I just needed that. But I spent time with the Lord. I got a place. I asked God for divine revelation. And Psalms 37:5 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in Him and He'll bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. Realize when God is actually speaking. He's moving you forward. Realize when He's speaking. Realize when stop fighting Him when He's making changes in your life and they're uncomfortable. People always jump ship when it's uncomfortable. That's why if you sign up in the military, they got to put you through boot camp. You can't run from boot camp. They locked you in. You're going to stay and you will go through your change. Somebody ought to shout out amen. So I can tell you, working out now is a real challenge because my body don't always want to do it. Right? And so as a 51-year-old, I don't necessarily always make my body do it. Somebody ought to shout out amen. But God has a better way of doing this. He has a way. He says, commit yourselves to me. Trust in me and I'll show you the way. We need to be aware of when God's speaking. We need to be plausible and pliable. Many of us are unpliable. No one can change us. This is our way. This is what we do. This is who I am. Who do you think you are trying to change me? I like me. Well, maybe it's not someone trying to change you. Maybe it's the Holy Ghost. Maybe the Holy Ghost wants to change you. Maybe the Holy Ghost wants to tap that thing you won't release. How many know we got chips on our shoulder with God sometimes? God, you can touch this and you can touch that and you can deal with this, but I won't let you in on this. I've got my way. A lot of this has to do with protections of ourselves. We walk around trying to protect ourselves from letting somebody in to touch something we want to hide or something we don't want anybody to touch. I got hurt there. I've been abused there. I've gone through this. God's not trying to abuse you. He doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to tear you down. He wants to bring you to a glorious destiny and He wants to move you to a higher place and position in Him. And it will require change. It will require new things. It will, God will work you to higher places. He will push you to, let me say this, He'll lead you to higher places because He won't force you to do anything. You can always run on God. He'll let you. Somebody ought to say amen. But He'll lead you. He'll draw you. He'll pull you. And it's up to us to make those decisions, to cut those things and to come out of those things. Commit your way to the Lord. Be teachable. I don't care how old or how young you are. Be teachable. Amen. You know, I'm going to say this. I've come to realize that my genetics are what they are. But a lot of who I am is because my mom and dad raised me that way. You know how I know that? Because that's how Stephen, Brian, and Emily are. Oh, Lord Jesus. There are things in Stephen I look at and I think, oh, my goodness. Come on. You are where you are today because the earth has put things in you. It has brought you through things, and earth teaching has brought you to beliefs. It's brought you to the way you approach things. Earth experiences. But God didn't call us to live by the voice of the earth. He called us to live by His voice. The only way I can become glorious and go to the next height and the next level is by doing what the voice of the Lord says. Some of y'all ought to realize you just like your parent. Oh, I don't like my parents the way they did this, that, and the other, and they talk like this, and I just don't want to be around them, and I don't care about them because blah, blah. You're just like them. You just don't know it. God wants to take you to a new place. And I can tell you in 20 years of ministry, I've had some experiences this week that have brought me to a new place. This is what I'm telling you. God's voice is real. It's real. And I want to follow that voice. God showed up for David. David was in a quandary. He had a situation. The people of Israel had been attacked, and he ran into a situation, and he had to go to God, and he said, God, what should I do? And he went to God in 1 Samuel 30. It says this, and David inquired of the Lord. He said, shall I pursue after the troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, God answered him, and said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Without fail, you'll recover all. We must follow God's voice. We must pursue His voice. Number two. We must recognize that only God can give us our glorious destiny. It's not our job. It's not our career. It isn't the bank account. It is not the lawyer. It is God who can give you your glorious future. It is God. We must recognize that God is the one. For Isaiah 46 says this, remember the former things of old, for I'm God, and there is no one else. I am God. There's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and ancient times, the things that are done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. He declares the end and the beginning together because He knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. There's no other guide in life. No other guide in life. There is no other reliable guide in life. No guide that comes closer than the one who makes your past and your future. Somebody ought to shout out amen. Who would you want to listen to? The one who began it and the one who ended it. He's the beginning and the end. No one can do better than Him. You must know that God is that guide. You must require of Him, and you must know it is God. Number three, we must create a place to hear Him. We have to find a place where we can hear Him. Many people just go through their lives and they run and they do and they don't listen because they're never in a place to hear from God. And when God's about to speak, they speak right over the top of Him. I've come to realize there must be an alone place with God. There must be a quiet place with God. There must be a prayerful place with God. There must be a place that I can have Him to my privacy, that I can spend time with Him. We must have a place where we can get with Him. Proverbs 18:1 says, through desire, man separates himself and seeks after the wisdom of God and intermeddles with all wisdom. 1 Kings 19:11-12, and he said, I go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong rent wind mount came, and brake in place the rocks before the Lord. And the Lord was not in the wind, and the Lord was not in the earthquake, but the Lord was not in that earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a still, small voice. Sometimes we're looking for earthquakes, and we're looking for fire, and we want to move God to say, but God is in the still, small voice. He's speaking all the time. He's always talking. He's always communicating. Seek a place where you can be with God. What does this guidance bring to us? And I'm going to give you a few things that this guidance gives to us. Why do I need the Holy Spirit? Because in the Holy Spirit, we enjoy divine protection. we enjoy divine protection. God wants you and I to have divine protection. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm not worried about what's going on around me. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? Somebody else shout out amen. Divine protection. He guides us and he leads us. He gives us divine. Exodus 23:20. Behold, I'll send an angel before thee to keep thee in your way and bring them into the high places that I have prepared for you. Luke 10:19 says, he sent his disciples out and gave them power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God will give us protection. The voice of the Lord leads us into protected places. Following that voice, not our own voice, but the voice of the Lord. Number two, it gives us refreshing. The place of refreshing is not because Pastor Steve sang the right song. The place of refreshing where we need to be. How many know this? I'm going to say this. This is going to sound, you know, this might be amazing. I know I'm the pastor. I get down sometimes. Is that surprising? I have to pick myself up. I have to stir myself up. I have to help myself get up. I have to go in and refresh myself. And I have to do all those things because ministry can take a toll on you. I had a man walk up to me. I'll just tell you who it was, Brother Foster. I love Brother. How many love Brother Foster? Hallelujah. Thank God for Brother Foster. You got to live a long time. I need you, man. Long time. God bring men like him beside you to help you. And I just love this man. And I just love what he does. And I love the way he helps me. And, you know, he's been speaking around here and, you know, doing a great job. The other day he brought me in. We were just in the office talking. He said, I just want to tell you I love you and I appreciate you. He said, because you're a good man. But that wasn't what was really exciting. I know I'm a good man. I'm just kidding. He said, but you know what, Pastor Steve? You're a kind man. And I love your kindness. I spent a whole day like, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm serious. Somebody from this church didn't come to me and say, I'm done. I quit. I'm through. Because you made a mistake. Yep. Somebody came and said, you know what I like about you, Pastor? You're kind. Wow. 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 Y'all have no idea what that meant. You have no idea what it means when somebody comes and tells you, you're a good man and I love you. I appreciate you, man. I know you're going through some things. I know you're struggling. I don't know your struggle, Pastor Dave. I don't even know what you're dealing with. I don't know what's facing the church. And I don't know the stuff that's happening in your family. I don't know what's going on with your sister. I don't know. But I know you're a good man and you're a kind man and I trust in what you're doing. And I thank you for coming here to sow your time in this church. And maybe I don't feel anything right now, but you're kind to me, and I'm here, man. You don't understand. I'm just saying. Sometimes, just every once in a while, occasionally, you need somebody to stand with you. That was a teaser, by the way. I was like, you know, y'all be nice to me. I could use some niceness right now. divine refreshing comes. God refreshes us. He refreshes us. Proverbs says, or did I already get to that? He refreshes us. He refreshes. Number two, he refreshes us. He refreshes us. He brings wisdom and profitable direction. God breaks off tensions and brings relief. He leads us. The devil tries to pull us down and accuses the church of being the cause. How many know the devil will try to make the church the cause? You're going through something. Your life isn't where it ought to be. And the devil will come and make it sound like the church isn't doing what it needs to do to keep you where you need to be. What? If there was no church, would you act saved? Would you continue your walk? No, you would stay. You would serve God the way you serve God. This, Amen. I'm not going any further. I've learned not to judge God for the devil's doings. I don't put God at fault for what the devil does. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. I do not give God any credit for things the devil does. I don't allow the devil to take credit for those things and put God as the source of the problem. God is my helper. He's my source. He's my go-to. I trust in the Lord. God, where can you use me? Maybe my position is to help someone else. Maybe where I'm missing it is they need me more than I need them right now. Look at what you've learned as a source and overcome and break through. In other words, as God takes us through these things, use that as a source of excellence and driving you higher. Look what God brought you through. Remind him, you took me through the lion, you took me through the bear, and you will take me through this Philistine. Hallelujah. You took me that way, you're going to take me the rest of the way. Anybody getting anything out of this? Look at the good and say, God, you're going to make better. Look at what he brought you through and say, there's something greater on the other side. Somebody shout out amen. Stop looking at it and say, well, bad, it's got to be worse. No, it's good and it's getting better. Come on, somebody. His voice refreshes. Every truth of Scripture replies to every person. You have only one life. Live without pressure. Live refreshed. Live by the voice of God. Number three, the voice of the Spirit fills you with confidence. And I want to finish with this. Unusual confidence. Unusual confidence. When we hear from God, I know that 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 I know, then we have unusual confidence in that knowledge and in the God who gave us those words. The end from the beginning. When God puts it in our heart and we follow his voice, then whatever we face, we can face with his help in confidence. When Moses stood against the Red Sea with the children of Israel behind him, everything looked black. It looked like it was foreboding and that everything was coming over him and that he was going to sink because the enemy was coming. They were stuck and the only thing he had in front of him was a sea that stopped him from going anywhere. There was nowhere to go. And yet he had the confidence of God because God told him what to do. And so he said, go forward and walk across this river. That's the confidence that God puts in us when we hear his voice. It does not matter what's in front of us. It does not matter what's behind us. All we need to know is God said, go forward. Somebody ought to shout out amen. Go forward. Keep moving. Don't change your mind. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Stay the course. I've got this. You're going to make it. You're going to come through. I can do this. I can open the sea. I can feed the people. I can. And when I bring you through the disaster, I'll bring you to a promise. Somebody ought to shout out amen. Glory to God. Just because there's something hindering the front of you does not mean there's not promise on the other side of the hindrance. Somebody ought to shout amen. Somebody just shout out amen right there. Supernatural breakthrough always, number five. Number four, supernatural breakthrough always accompanies his leading. Always accompanies his leading. God led Moses through. And this is what it says in Exodus 11. It says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh the servants, and in the sight of the people. He was very great. When I follow God's voice, God's destiny comes with it. I wish somebody shout right there. A glorious destiny awaits the voice of the Lord. God's voice is his leading. It's the highway to the world of breakthroughs. Deuteronomy 34:10 says, there was no prophet in all of Israel under Moses that knew the Lord face to face. He had come to a point to hear his voice, and because of it, he knew him face to face. Breakthrough, that's what God wants to bring out of us, a land of breakthrough. It's a platform of breakthrough. Even though there are afflictions, God said there's always breakthrough. Somebody ought to shout out amen. I think, to be honest with you, I think sometimes the Bible says shout for joy. He tells us to praise in the middle of conflict. I'm going to tell you something. Instead of being so down-mouthed, we all do it. We ought to switch that gear around and put in the praise gear for the doubt gear. And start shouting when we see things that are coming against us, things that are coming against our plans. Excuse me. Put in the praise gear and say, thank God this is going away. Thank God this is turning around. Thank God I'm coming out. Thank God he's made a way. Thank God there's a breakthrough. Thank God I'm going to see it. Thank God it'll be better than before. Thank God I'm going to walk out full. Thank God there'll be no burn marks on me. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Wow. Thank God. Thank God. Very great. God leads us to these breakthroughs. It's a platform of breakthrough, higher breakthrough, supernatural breakthrough, always accompanies people being led by God's voice. Ask God to lead you. Ask God to speak to you. Ask God to guide you. Ask him to give you direction. We serve a turnaround God. Psalm 126:1 says, when the Lord turned again their captivity of Zion. Zion refers to the church in the Old Testament. We were like them that dreamed. God turned the captivity around. Zion represents the church. God will turn your captivity around. If you feel captive, it's time to shout. If you feel like you're going through something, it's time to praise. It's time to thank him. It's time to give him glory. Because he'll turn your captivity around. He'll turn these emotions around. He said when times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. It didn't say we would live in constant refreshing. It said that we would have times of refreshing. This earth will beat us down. This earth will come against us. People will come against us. Situations will challenge us. But God said, I'm going to deliver you out of every one of those challenges. I'm going to bring you out because I'm a turnaround God. Some of us ought to be shouting about how God's going to turn this thing around. How God's going to make the money come in. How God's somehow going to make the bills turn around. How God's going to make my family turn around. How God's going to bring healing into my house. How God's going to fix this problem. We got to start thanking him because God is a turnaround God. When you're in captive, it's time to shout. When you know the devil's attacking you, it's time to praise. There's a breakthrough that comes in the midst of your praise. There's a breakthrough that comes when you just stand up and say, thank God anyhow. Thank God anyway. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I'm coming out. Somebody ought to shout, I'm coming out. I'm going higher. Glory to God. I believe that. I need to finish here. We serve a turnaround God. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I'll do a new thing. I'll bring forth things. I'll let you know it. I'll make a way in the wilderness and the rivers and the desert. We serve a turnaround God. If you feel like you're in the middle of a desert, God said he'll put a river in your desert. God said he'll bring waters and fountains to your desert places. Somebody ought to shout out amen. We serve a turnaround God that'll bring us out of everything. I speak that over this church and over you as a people. I command that turnaround to come. I speak the days ahead are brighter than the days behind. We hadn't seen anything yet. We haven't touched anything yet. What's around the corner is much bigger than what's behind us. We may have moved here and moved there, but God has a place that he's taking us. He's got something he's doing in us. He's got something he's doing in this people. And I speak over you in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all ought to be shouting about right now. See, there's a moment when you shout. There's a moment when you say, I'll take that. I'll take that right there. I'll receive that right there. I'll take that because God wants to do something great. God wants to move you into higher places. He's ready to make you into something you could never have been. He's ready to heal your body in a way you never thought could happen. He's ready to take care of a family like you never thought he'd take care of. He'll restore your mind. He'll restore your thinking. He'll restore you in every way. He's a God that puts back and does not take away. God is for us. And if God be for us, what does it matter who's against us? Glory to God. Things are brighter. Things are further. Things are going. Hallelujah. Stand up on your feet and give him a shout, would you? Come on, shout like you got a victory.